Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth, and I welcome you to our Bible study today. Going back into the ABCs of Christian Growth, this is our study that we're partaking of, and I thank you for joining in. I thank you for being faithful to God's Word and faithful to our Lord, and putting forth an effort and diligent about studying our God's Word, and at least loving you, Lord, enough to where the Lord, remember when the Lord said, why you say you love me and call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? And the Lord commands us in 2 Timothy to study to show ourselves approved unto God, to study. The Lord commands us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, you can't figure God's word out by not studying it. People, and even going to some of these schools and these colleges and the things nowadays that are going on with this intellectualism in Christendom and the scholarship and professorism and all this mess that's going on. And it went on back when the Lord's day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Greeks, you know, and all them that, and they'd look at the apostles and even when they looked at them and heard them talking, they thought they was ignorant men. You see, so, but who knew the Bible the most? And who knew the Lord Jesus Christ? And who knew the things of God the most? It sure wasn't the ones that, it was the ignorant men. It was the ignorant men. The Lord uses the base things of this world to confound the wise. But thank you for studying God's Word, and thank you for loving your Lord and honoring this ministry, Barnhouse Ministries, and the studies of the ABCs of Christian Growth. And I know that through all these studies that the Lord has allowed me to study and to go through and to teach, and I know that it is nothing but the Word of God. That's all it is. It's not a bunch of stuff about what Brother Thurman thinks, even though it is what I think. I believe God's Word, and I believe every word of it, and I take it literally, and I study it, and I believe what it says. And anybody that tries to tell me any different, I just don't listen to it. I don't believe it. I believe God's Word. And when I meet the Lord, I'm going to be able to stand there and say, Lord, I trusted your word. I trusted your word. And so will you. Thank you for being here. We're going back into our study. 6B is what it's called. It's entitled, it's the third lesson in the letter F in the ABCs of Christian Growth. And the title of our study is Fear and Fear of the Lord. We've been over quite a bit already. We've been through 8 different classes on this already. This will be our 9th class. And just to recap just a little bit, we began by trying to define what fear is. What fear is, and we just took definitions out of dictionaries and old 1800 dictionaries and dictionaries of today, and dictionaries that we thought that honored the Lord and would tell us the truth, and try to define this matter of fear and what fear is, because fear is defined in many different ways throughout the world. The world defines fear differently and uses it for monetary reasons. I mean, is is that what the Bible teaches? Is to use fear to try to make money off of? Use fear to control people and things like that? I mean, we're finding a lot about fear and definitions of fear. And then we went into specifically the study of fear. fear itself. Not fear of the Lord, but just fear. And we talked about causes of fear, remember? We talked about some causes of fear, and then we talked about some effects of fear, how fear brings about different effects. For instance, paralysis and demoralization and silent testimonies and things of that nature. And we talked about instances of fear, and we've seen in the scriptures, and we're going to see some more today, where some of the patriarchs feared. I mean, everybody that claimed, just because you claim to know the Lord and you love the Lord and you follow the Lord, don't mean that fear is not going to be part of your being or part of your life. It absolutely is. And a person would be a liar to say that they've never had fear and they don't have fear and they don't battle with fear and they don't, and they got control of fear and all this sort of business. It's nonsense. It's just not true. It's just not true. If you're in the flesh and you're a human being and you're a soul living in a body, you have to do with fear. You have to do with fear. And then we left the study of fear individually or specifically, and then began fear of the Lord and finding out what the scriptures have to say concerning that. We talked about scripturally defining the fear of the Lord, and we went over many things having to do with the way that the Bible, the Word of God, defines fear of the Lord, and it helped us quite a bit. It helped us quite a bit. We began talking about some true motives for fearing God, and that was been not long ago in one of our recent classes. And today, we're going to go into some and see some more scriptural examples of fearing God. Some scriptural examples of fearing God. Now, we did talk about this in a sort of way before, but we're going to see some other people and some of the same in this portion of our study. So, beginning today, scriptural examples of fearing God. The first one that we come across is Noah. Noah feared God. The Bible tells us Noah feared God. The Bible says he moved with fear. Hebrews chapter 11, listen what the scripture says. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. In other words, nobody ever seen what God's telling Noah's fixing to happen. Nobody ever seen that. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. He believed God, and by faith, God told him, look, here's fixing to happen. This is going to take place. This is going to take place. And this is going to take place. Well, the Lord, I don't even know. That rain, flooding, ships and boats and things like that and destroying the world. Lord, we've never seen anything like that. Well, it's coming. And Noah moved with fear. Noah feared God. You think a man's going to build a boat like that ark, him and his boys, and get out there and build an, as wicked as the world was in Noah's day, kind of like today, as wicked as that world was and all the people and the unbelievers and all the blasphemers and as wicked as the world was, Noah got out there and built that boat. And the size of that thing and the capacity of that thing, it must have been something. I mean, people passing by and looking at him, what in the world is Noah doing over there, you know, and stuff like that. But Noah didn't let that bother him. He feared God. He believed God that this thing that God's talking about is fixing to happen. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 22, the Bible says, thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, So did he. I mean, Noah took God seriously. That's a scriptural example of fearing God. It's taking God seriously. Noah feared God. There's a whole bunch of Christians today, and I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about people that are blood-bought, born again, on their way to heaven, do not have to worry about hell or God's wrath abiding on them, that don't believe God, that are not taking God seriously. A lot of Christians don't believe God will tear their hind end up and chasing them until it comes down to it, until the Lord comes down, the hammer comes down. A lot of people just won't take God by His word like we're doing right here. Reading God's word and studying God's word will cause you to believe God and to fear Him and to obey His word and to mind Him and to fear Him. One scriptural example of fearing God was Noah. Noah feared God, and he done what God told him to do. Every single command God told him. Another one we find that is a scriptural example of fearing God is Abraham. We've talked about Abraham before, but in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 11 and 12, the Bible says, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. That's a scriptural example. Abraham was a scriptural example of fearing God. He minded God. He didn't talk it out with his wife. He didn't talk it out with the servants. He didn't talk it out with anybody, get any counseling. He didn't do anything. God told him something. He got his son, got some wood for the burnt offering, and got some jackasses and some servants and headed to the mountains. And when he got up there, he tied Isaac up and commenced fixing to make a sacrifice out of him and sacrifice him unto God. He didn't understand what God was going to do or why God was doing this or any sort of explanation at all, except that he feared God. And the Lord said, now I know that you fear me above everything. And he told him, don't hurt the boy. Untie him. Just go get some supper. Oh, by the way, there's a ram over there in the thicket. Sacrifice him. Amen, amen, amen. All right, another scriptural example of fearing God was Jacob. Jacob feared God. That's a scriptural, your Bible, scriptural example of fearing God. You say, well, is there such thing as the fear of God? Does the Bible teach the fear of God? Yes, it does. Jacob feared God. And he is one of the biggest patriarchs our Bible talks about. He's the one that started Israel, the state of Israel. Changed his name to Israel, remember? That's where Israel comes from. Genesis chapter 28, verse 16 and 17. The Bible says, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. It said that he awaked out of his sleep, and he was afraid. He was afraid. And God spoke to him, talked to him, and conversed with him. And when he woke up, he said, he was afraid. He feared God. And many other places after that, Jacob was an example of fearing the Lord and obeying Him. Scriptural examples of fearing God. Another one was Joseph. Joseph feared God. Genesis chapter 42 and verse 18. The Bible says, excuse me, and Joseph said unto them the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. Said it with his own mouth. Confessed it. I fear God. You know, it do for Christians nowadays. It do you some good sometime to stand up in front of either a bunch of unsaved people or in front of your church or something like that and just tell everybody how you feel about God. Listen, I want to tell y'all my heart. I fear God. I don't care what you do and what you think of God. I fear the Lord. And I love Him. And I fear Him and respect Him and honor Him and honor His majesty. And I fear His power. I know God could kill me anytime He wanted to. Or that He could give me some kind of disease, or that He could punish me, or that He could have sent me to hell. But because of His promises and His goodness and His kindness to me, here I am. I fear God. You do what you want to do, but I fear Him, and I love Him. Joseph feared God. Who else feared God? Who else is a scriptural example of fearing God? David. David was a scriptural example of fearing God. We know that. Psalm chapter 5 and verse 7, the Bible says, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. That's David proclaiming the way he felt about the matter. That's back whenever they would turn toward the temple and pray and worship. The temple was a big part of where God dwelt. And when they would turn toward the temple, they were actually giving God the glory and turning all the attention toward the temple was turning all the attention toward God and giving Him all the glory. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Again, in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 9, the Bible says about David, and David was afraid of the Lord that day. We already talked about is the fear of the Lord being scared of God and being afraid of Him. Absolutely is. One sense of the fear of God is being scared of Him. And David was afraid of the Lord that day. This is King David. This is a man of war. This is the man that could not build, that God would not let build his temple. He let his son build his temple because David shed too much blood. But it said he was afraid of the Lord. That ought to teach us something, shouldn't it? And David was afraid of the Lord that day. You know, there's a lot of Christians nowadays just too big for their britches. They walk around and they think they can just say any old thing and behave any old way toward the Lord. Yeah. A lot of preachers up there are pretty bold with their words. A lot of Christians are running around pretending and putting on a big theatrical show about their service to God and how sanctified and devoted to the Lord they are, and then behind the scenes. Yeah. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? And the ark of the Lord had been taken and was away from the children of Israel, and David was wondering about how to get that thing back, and later on we find out how he did. But it said he was afraid of the Lord. And this was the day that man reached over when David went and tried to retrieve the ark in a wrong manner against the word of God, against the commandments of God, because it was written in the Old Testament how that ark was to be moved. And David didn't pay no attention to it, and he didn't fear God. He just went down there to get it. And when they loaded up on that cart, and that cart tipped, and that man reached back there to try to catch it, God killed him graveyard dead right there for touching that ark. And said they took that thing off and put it in the house of, I think it was Obededom or somebody like that, put it in somebody's house and left it there and didn't touch it. And said David was afraid of the Lord that day. Yeah, David feared God. We're talking about scriptural examples of fearing God. You don't think we should fear God? You don't think we should honor the Lord or fear Him in any way when all these patriarchs and all these people in the scriptures, in our history book of what is real and what actually took place, Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, David, all feared God. And I'm telling you, with all this hocus-pocus, theatrical, gobbledygook nonsense that's going on in the world today in the name of Christendom, there ain't no fear of God in people's eyes and in their behavior. I'm talking about Christendom. As you say any old thing and behave any old way, and we're not worried about God. God is love. God loves everybody. No, he don't. You better find out what that Bible says. Obadiah feared God. Yes, he did. 1 Kings chapter 18. Verse 11 through 15, listen to what the Bible says. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord? How I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me? And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. You see that thing? Elijah told Obadiah, go get Ahab and tell him to come see me. And Obadiah said, man, they've been looking for you so long. Excuse me. And I'm going to run over here and I'm going to go do what you tell me to do. And I'm going to go tell Ahab that I know where Elijah is and he wants to see you. And then I come out here and you can't be found. He's going to cut my stinking head off and kill me. And Elijah, he said, don't you know I fear God? He said, why are you putting me in this predicament? He said, but I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. He said, I've feared the Lord. You know I love the Lord. He said, you remember what I did when Jezebel was killing all them prophets and I hid 100 of them and fed them with bread and water, and you're going to set me up like this? And Elijah told him, said, no, I'm not setting you up. Just go get him and tell him, come here. I got business with him and I'm going to show myself. I'll show myself. And he did. He obeyed Elijah and went and done it. And got Ahab, and Ahab came, and Elijah set him straight, and on with that. But talking about scriptural examples of fearing God, Obadiah feared God. He feared God. Who else? Well, Job. Job feared God. In Job chapter 1, verse 8, the Bible says, and the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? What a compliment coming right off the lips of the Lord. And especially bragging to the number one enemy about him. Job feared God. And the Lord notices. That teaches us right there. By the Lord's mouth, by his own mouth. that the Lord knows who's perfect and upright and has integrity and fears God and eschews evil. God knows. God knows Job was that way. And he knows whether you are. And he knows what you battle with and what you do not battle with. And how you discipline yourself and how you eschew evil and how you do not. And how you welcome evil. God knows these things. Fearing God. These are scriptural examples of fearing God. Job feared God. Who else? Well, Nehemiah. Nehemiah feared God. Nehemiah chapter 5 and verse 14 and 15, the Bible says, "Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even unto the 32nd and 30th year of Artaxerxes the king, that is 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the fear of God." Nehemiah explaining a situation to somebody and telling them, look, when I could have got my share and done it rightfully before the Lord, I didn't, because I didn't want to be chargeable and charge the people and make the people pay me for doing God's work, even though the Bible says that he could have. And he didn't take it. He said, all the people before me took it, and they took this. They took some silver from the people too, and their bread and their wine. Even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the fear of God. You see, when you fear God, it'll cause you to behave certain ways, and even when something is your right, because you fear God, you do things differently. Not because you have to, because you do have the right, but because you want to, and you want God to get the glory, and you fear God. You love Him, and you know God takes care of you, good care of you. And you do what is right and proper. And you retain integrity. Nehemiah feared the Lord. That is a scriptural example of fearing God in the scriptures. What else? Well, we read about the early Christians that feared God. Yes, they did, in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 9 and verse 31. The Bible says, "Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, were multiplied." You see, the beginning of the church that we belong to right now, literally, right this very minute, the body of Christ, that we are, this is our ancestry, our ancestors, the beginning of the church in the book of Acts, after the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection, and brought Paul in there and started changing everything over from the law to grace, and from faith and works to the gospel of the grace of God, faith alone, and changing everything over, the church started up. And when they did start up, they found out that Paul got saved. And they weren't being persecuted by Paul or scared and hoping Paul wasn't going to show up in their town because they knew what he was doing to Christians. But he got saved. It says, then had all the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria. Judea, Galilee, and Samaria and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost. You see, the fear of the Lord doesn't make you uncomfortable. It comforts you. And God the Holy Ghost is intertwined in the fear of the Lord as we walk in the fear of the Lord. Isn't that neat? Who else? Well, the Apostle Paul. We just spoke of him. The Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul in the book of Acts, chapter 9, and verse 4 through 6, the Bible says, "And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul," this was Paul's prior name before the Lord changed it, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what will thou have me to do?" And the Lord said unto him, "Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do." The Apostle Paul, from that point on, he got saved right there. He said, "Lord, who art thou, Lord?" And he told him, "I'm Jesus. I'm the one that you've been kicking against the pricks. I'm the one you've been persecuting all the church. I'm the one that you're doing all this wicked, all these bad things in the name of. Here I am." And Paul said, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord," he believed on him, "what will thou have me to do?" And there's the change. There's the change. And from that point on, Paul was the Lord's. Paul was the Lord. And Paul feared the Lord. He feared the Lord. Amen? Amen. We're talking about scriptural examples of fearing the Lord. We see that Noah feared the Lord. Abraham feared the Lord. Talking about what the Bible teaches and says. Not what we imagine, but what the Bible has shown us. Jacob feared God. Joseph feared God. David feared God. Obadiah feared God. Job feared God. Nehemiah feared God. The early Christians feared God. And the Apostle Paul feared God. Amen. All right. Well, I think what we're going to do today, brothers and sisters, is we're going to cut this one short because we're finishing up an area in our study. This concludes the portion of the study under fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord. And the next thing that we're going to go into concerning fear and fear of the Lord is fearlessness, not fearing. What does the Bible have to say concerning fearlessness, not fearing? And we're going to study that part and see what the Scripture says, not about fear and not about fear of the Lord, which we have studied and we know is actual and genuine and scriptural, but we're going to talk about fearlessness, not fearing. What's the Bible say about that? Does the Bible say there's such thing as not fearing? And if there is, where does it come from? Who backs it up? Who's responsible for it? Is it good or is it bad? And all these sorts of things. We're going to talk about that. And I think we'll just stop right here and we'll start afresh on the next one with fearlessness. Sound good? Okay, we'll do that. All right, let me give you the scriptures for today then. Scriptural examples of fearing God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Genesis chapter 6, verse 22. Genesis chapter 22, verse 11 and 12. Genesis chapter 28, verse 16 and 17. Genesis chapter 42, verse 18. Psalm chapter 5, verse 7. 2 Samuel chapter 2, 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 9. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 11 through 15. Job chapter 1, verse 8. Nehemiah chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Acts chapter 9, verse 4 through 6. And those are the last ones for today's study concerning scriptural examples of fearing God. Amen? All right. Well, we're going to stop right there. And I want to remind you, I know I give you these scriptures, and I don't know whether you write them down or not. Hopefully, you do retain these scriptures one way or another. And they go right along parallel with the studies of the ABCs of Christian Grove. If you want these things and you want these studies on paper or on your computer or vocally or however you want them on the site barnhouseministries.com, that's our site where the ABCs of Christian growth is. And you can go on there and you can download every single bit of this stuff. I've got all the paperwork having to do with the study of fear and fear of the Lord. And also in the ABCs of Christian growth, you just click on it and you can find it and you can download it, look at it, study it, anything you want to do. And also I have the scripture pages that run parallel in another category. You just click on it and you find fear and fear of the Lord, and there are all the scriptures running through all the pages that go parallel alongside the study. If you want to take these things and just download them, and you can print them and you can set them right in front of you, and as we study these things, they're fill in the blank. You can take your pencil and just fill it in as we go over our studies. And it's pretty neat. I mean, the more ways you do it like you want to do it, but I mean, the more ways you see, you write, you hear, you look, you read, and all these different ways to include in your study, it just grounds you. I mean, it just grounds God's Word in you. But just letting you know and reminding you that it's there, and you're welcome to it. And it's absolutely free. You know that. God's Word is free. Should never charge for God's Word. God gave us His Word free, didn't He? And everything there is free. And if there's anything I can help you with, just get on there and look around. And it's a study site. That's what it is. BarnhouseMinistries.com. There it is. All right. Well, I love you with Christ's love. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. And I sure enjoy studying with you. I enjoy studying God's Word, and I enjoy fellowshipping around my brothers and sisters. I wish we were face-to-face and we was all sitting there and just having a good time around God's Word. And we will one day. We'll see one another one day. But until then, we do it this way, and the Lord's made it possible for us to be able to do it this way. So let's rejoice and give Him the praise and study His Word. His Word, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus is the Word. He is the Word. He was the Word before He became flesh and dwelt among us. That's some good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Well, the Lord bless you, and I'll talk to you on the next one, okay? Bye-bye.